أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayats of Surah Rum. Ar-Rum refers to the Romans, and the opening verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect with regards to them. So hence the surah has been named Surah Ar-Rum, insofar as its subject matter is concerned, being a surah that was revealed in the Meccan or the Makki period of the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah revolves around the three basic topics of our iman, and that is the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the establishment of the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Second, the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third, akhirat. The very opening ayats of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the truth of the Qur'an Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the truth of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very unique manner. Like we continuously discussed in the previous surah, Surah Al-Ankabut, that the difficulties that were imposed upon the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in in the early period of the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussed. And then in a very, very appropriate manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concluded the last surah, the last ayah we discussed yesterday. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the manifestation of His help that comes down on the appropriate moment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the events around Makkah Mukarramah, around the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know and we have heard from time to time that there were two great powers in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was the Romans and the Persians. And these two powers were always at loggerheads. Many wars had been fought. And historically we find that in about the fifth year of the Hijrah of, in the fifth year of the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very major war had taken place between these two powers, the Romans and the Persians. And the Persians had defeated the Romans. And as a matter of fact, it is interesting to know also that the Persian Emperor Pervez at that time, this was his last victory, and his demise of his kingdom had come at the hands of Islam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. The people of Makkah Mukarramah, being idol worshippers, pagans, they generally sided with the Persians whenever they fought the Romans. For them, they felt that they were idol worshippers, and these people are fire worshippers. So they have this common denominator, this common factor between themselves. And when the Persians overpowered the Romans, they found a reason to begin to mock Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you people say that you have a Nabi, you people say that this Kitab had come to you. So you have a common factor with the Christians, and they had been defeated. So they began to taunt them, and they began to say that if any kind of war is fought between you and us, then we will defeat you, because the Persians had defeated the Romans. So in this way, they continued to do so. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on this ayah that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about that victory of the Persians over the Romans, غُلِبَتِ الرُّومِ, Rome had been overpowered, the Romans have been defeated. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also then prophesizes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows what lies ahead, that fi adna al-ard, this had taken place in the closer land, and the commentators have expressed that this had taken place near Busra, not Basra in Iraq, but Busra. Today, presently also, Busra lies on the border between Syria and Jordan, not very far away from the border, and in that region, which is very close to Makkah Mukarramah, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this closer land to Makkah Mukarramah, this defeat had taken place of the Romans, the Persians had overpowered them, but وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ, but after they defeat, then they will also defeat the Persians. In other words, they will gain victory. And this victory Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fi bid'i sinin, and the beauty of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not specify a fixed time, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word bid'a. And bid' in Arabic actually refers to a period of time or a number, numerical value between 3 and 9. So between 3 and 9 years this victory will take place. The iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was such that when he heard these ayat recited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the taunting of the kuffar of Makkah to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was now unbearable to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his iman did not allow them to continue. Ubay bin Khalaf, we know, was an enemy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the forerunners and one of the leaders of the pagans of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah. He met Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu took a bet with him that in a very short period of time the Romans will overpower the Persians, and when the Romans overpower the Persians, the bet is that you give me 10 camels, and if it is the other way around, then I will give you 10 camels. And then he came and reported this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, go and say to him that it will be after 9 years. And in this period of 9 years, the Romans will overpower the Persians. And if that happens, then increase it from 10 to 100 camels. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his iman in Allah, in the ayats of the Quran, his iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he goes back and he does so. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had done this and his short period of time had passed, Ubay bin Khalaf had the fear that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu will leave Makkah Mukarramah and he may go and make hijrat. So he said to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I want a guarantor that if you have to give me these camels, somebody will be a guarantee to it. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made his son, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr, the guarantor that should I leave Makkah or anything should happen to me, then obviously he will become the guarantor to pay these 100 camels. And then the hijrat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken place. And then round about the second year of the hijrah, when the battle of Badr had taken place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this day that on the one hand, the Quraysh of Makkah were also defeated at the hands of the Muslims, and like that, the Romans had also overpowered and defeated the Persians. Ubay bin Khalaf by then had left this world, he had passed on, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made the claim against his inheritors, and they had paid him this 100 camels, and when he brought them to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or when he informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that you should give all this out in charity and sadaqah, which obviously Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had done without any hesitation. Insofar as the masla was concerned, at that time there was no ayah that was revealed that gambling is haram, bets, two-way betting is a form of gambling, so there was no categoric revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it remained permissible at that particular time. But then again we will find that even before Nubuwat and even before accepting Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu never worshipped idols, he didn't drink alcohol, that was in vogue at that particular time. And in this way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam suggested that he gives these camels out, because then you will not get involved in any form of haram that may become haram even at a later stage. So that was the kind of iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The important aspect here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what was going to happen over a period of 9 years, and that comes true in the Quran Kareem, and that shows that this prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was true in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It became apparent, and for you and I also then, whatever other prophecies Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has made, whether it is pertaining to the fitnas to come, the day of Qiyamah, etc., would be 100% true. That is our iman. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention of this, لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the command from before and after. وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice. And the rejoicing of the believers, according to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was twofold: that the Romans had overpowered the Persians, and this proved the people of Makkah, by their own logic, that they were the fire worshippers and the people of Makkah were the idolaters. So they had the common factor, and they will always gain dominance. So that was proven wrong. And on the other hand, on that time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given victory to the Muslims over the Quraysh of Makkah at the Battle of Badr. So this was a day of rejoicing for the believers and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that particular time. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.